This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Dave Cordero is the head of public relations for TaylorMade Golf, and they recently created an experience for a number of unsuspecting golfers, an experience that included Sergio Garcia. It is a pleasure to welcome Dave Cordero back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Dave.
Hey, John. How's it going?
Great. Thanks for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it. Before we get into the specifics about what you guys did with Sergio and the golfers, talk a little bit about how this plan hatched and what you were trying to do at TaylorMade with this.
You know, so, well, where it hatched is where most of our big ideas hatch, and that's just here in Carlsbad, California, upstairs in our marketing. Actually, our marketing room is called St. Andrews. It's our best conference room. You know, windows and a lot of air, and we got Red Bulls and just a lot of creative stuff going on with our go-to-market team. And here at TaylorMade, we're broken up into various teams. You got a Metalwood team, an Iron team, and I sit on both teams, lucky me, being the public relations guy. And we're sitting in the room, and we said, hey, how are we going to get the message out for our SLDR? S driver? Our whole campaign with SLDRS has been distance for all. Our hashtag has been distance for all. And what that means is we have a driver that we know is going to fit every single type of golfer, regardless of swing speed. Our commercial work has been showing Dustin Johnson overlaid with a regular golfer to show that, hey, whether you're Dustin Johnson or Mr. Havenkamp or whoever you are, you're going to benefit from this driver. So we're working under the space of how do we communicate distance for all? And here in San Diego, Torrey Pines is sort of the mecca for us of a great public golf course. And we thought, well, that's not going to work. But where's the tour at? So we saw the tour is just going to be headed over to Connecticut. So we started thinking East Coast. And sure enough, Bethpage Black is a course that people get excited about if you're a golfer. Similar to Torrey Pines, a lot of play, a lot of history. And we said, hey, let's go out there with Sergio Garcia, and let's be honest, it's a place where Sergio has some history, good, bad, and ugly, especially back in 2002. And we thought, what a neat idea if Sergio came back and came back as a hero this time and was fitting guys for drivers and giving away hats and really providing a PGA Tour-level experience. And honestly, John, that's how it hatched. We just said, how do we get out there and touch as many people as we can.
Who had the job of talking to Sergio about this?
Yeah, I did, actually. So, you know, the way it worked, we put a request in for an athlete, and Sergio is definitely one of our best. One of the things that people wouldn't know about Sergio is he is not a prima donna type of golfer for us as far as to work with. He's the first guy that says, I'll do it. I'm available. Where do you need me to be? So Sergio basically raised his hand and said, hey, I'll be there. No problem. We sat down in the locker room with him, and it was kind of fun. Sergio was telling us, oh, this was my locker in 2002, and this is where I sat here, and kind of telling us a little bit about it, which is pretty fun. But we told him, hey, Sergio, we just want you to go out, and, you know, we have a team of TaylorMade people here backing you up, and we're going to fit as many of these guys as we can. We want you to get on a megaphone and announce that here I am. And it was really fun the way it played out. So we asked Sergio, hey, we just want you to be a normal guy and just go buy a bucket of balls and just go to the range and just start hitting wedge shots. And that's what he did. And it was really funny to just see the reactions of people like, is that Sergio Garcia? And we had one of our guys dressed up as his caddy with the whole Garcia on the back. And just to see the reactions of people like, I cannot believe that Sergio is here hitting on the mats here at Bethpage, along with the rest of us. And then Sergio reached into his bag, pulled out a megaphone, and said, "Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm Sergio Garcia, and I would like to welcome my friends from TaylorMade here. We're going to fit every single person on the range for the new SLDRS driver." And it was just a bonanza. It was just people running all over the place and Sergio passing out drivers and hats. And if you haven't had a chance to view the video, you just go to YouTube and type in Sergio Garcia, Bethpage, and it will come up. I mean, we've seen, gosh, I think 250,000 plays on YouTube in the last 3 days, which is the biggest video by far that TaylorMade's ever put out. And we always sit around as marketers and say, "Hey, how do we create a viral video?" Well, the reality is you can't create a viral video. You can create content that you hope goes viral, and that's what happened in this case. We thought if we put together a pretty neat video of Sergio interacting with golfers in a very authentic and natural way, and in a natural setting, and of course that everybody finds desirable, we had a good feeling that it would catch fire, and that looks like it has.
We have the video also posted on the website, AugustaGolfShow.com. We are talking with Dave Cordero from TaylorMade. When you do something like this, and it does go viral, Dave, what the marketing people, how long does a viral video last?
Well, that's a good question. I guess I think the larger the views get, the more likely it is to be passed along. In fact, some of the public relations efforts that we've been doing around the video of telling non-endemic golf sites like ESPN or Mashable or BuzzFeed, when we try to tell these guys about it, they actually get more excited if it has a high amount of views. So the fact that it's got out to such an early start, I think it's going to help some of those non-endemic spaces to be more likely to pick it up and want to share with their viewers. And that's kind of the way it works. When something starts to go really big, or you see a video of a kid eating an ice cream and the dog licks it off and it's on GMA, it's because it's something that was newsworthy and has a lot of views, and people want to share stuff that has been viewed a lot, I guess is the best way to put it.
You know, aside from the video, talking about the event itself, you have to know that this was a day that these golfers will never forget. They will tell this story forever. And to your point earlier, maybe some of them have a different opinion of Sergio after that day.
Yeah, so a couple things there. The event didn't just stop on the driving range, and that's what's really neat. There's actually two events wrapped into one. So after we fit everybody, what we did was we all of a sudden had we bought off the first six or seven tee times at Bethpage Black, and we started at, I think it was 9 a.m., so all the golfers who came through Bethpage Black number one, which if you haven't been there, it's historic hole. It's got the sign, black course is for skilled golfers only, and it's already a pretty intimidating spot, but we decided to make it a little more intimidating, and we created a PGA Tour level experience with a gallery, cameras, a starter with announcing their names, and we had Sergio Garcia tee off with each group and take photos and sign autographs. And yeah, the feedback we've received, in fact, I just got an email from someone in our customer service department, said, "Hey, Dave, I just wanted to pass this along." And the email read, "Hey, I can't believe that Sergio did this, and to see him in that setting, and he genuinely seemed like he was having a good time, and what an approachable guy. This was one of the best videos that TaylorMade has done. Really excited to see it." And that's been the feedback, and even the comments that we've been seeing on YouTube have been, "What a cool idea. How great of Sergio." So in a sense, with a guy who's had a reputation of kind of going up and down and maybe not saying the right things at the right time, emotions like any Spaniard coming out at the wrong times, I think this has really elevated him just from a public relations standpoint of showing the human side of Sergio. I mean, here at TaylorMade, we love the guy. We're out at photo shoots with him. He's the last guy to leave, and he's the first guy there. He's goofing around with us. He's dribbling a soccer ball. He's a very good guy. He's picking up dinners wherever he can. He's such a great guy, and I feel like this video helps showcase that.
It's a brand new platform. It's a brand new world. How successful are these kinds of things in creating brand loyalty with customers?
Yeah, you know, it's a new thing for us. You know, to create this branded content and then just offer it up to the world is certainly different than, you know, 5-10 years ago, where you would invite me. Like, for example, I generally would have invited as many media people as I could have out to this event. So it was against the grain for me to hear my fellow marketers say, "Hey, we don't want media there. You know, we want to create the video and then we want to push it out and get people reporting on the video." So it's different. I do think it's where we're going now, as far as there's a healthy mix of generated content, you know, branded content that we create and push out. To your point, John, I definitely think this is something you're going to be seeing more and more from TaylorMade, and even some of our manufacturing competitors are doing the same thing. If you can create cool content, there's so many ways to push it out now socially and get people engaged and to create brand, to create more loyalists with our brand and have them see the human side is really what we're after.
And now are you challenged around the table there in the St. Andrews room about we can't really do this again, but we have to do something like it, but something different?
Yeah, no, I was in St. Andrews today, and we actually had a pretty funny idea with Stuart Sink that we were talking about. But, hey, we just like to have fun here at TaylorMade, and, you know, we realize that this is uncharted water for us. It's an opportunity to do things differently, again, to reach the consumer and to show them that TaylorMade's more than just slapping a new driver out every year. We want people to connect with us, and I think if we can leverage our tour athletes and have them get on board, it's the new way to reach, especially the millennials that are getting involved in the game. We need to help grow the game, and I think that starts with creative marketing and trying to stand out and not just be the same old robotic company. So that's where we're going.
Well, again, as Dave mentioned, the video's available on YouTube. I've also got it posted on the website, AugustaGolfShow.com. I said to you in the email I sent to you, I just have to say to you, the brilliance of Sergio at Bethpage was just the icing on the cake. Great job, Dave.
Yeah, well, thanks, John. Thanks for having us on. We love talking about it. And, again, if I could leave you with one other thing, it's just, You kind of tell Sergio what to do, like, hey, you're going to go out there, you're going to talk to golfers and you're hand drivers out. But after that, everything that he did in the video is all Sergio. It's all him having a great time. Never once did he say, when do I have to leave? When is this over? He just sort of got lost in the whole experience himself, and I think he could see through the eyes of the golfers there that, yeah, you know what, this isn't a usual request that I get. This isn't me going to sign autographs at Golfsmith all day. This is actually me in the trenches with golfers, and I think that's what made the video so cool.
It was perfect. Dave, thanks for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it.
You got it, John. Thanks.